the church, the pastors, the youth leaders, the youth pastors, the schools, the government have buried you. They said you're dead. This generation is messed up, cannot bring forth anything. The prophets are declared dead, and as they are declared dead, the next generation or the generation that we come from are also dying. Why? Because there's no word. They've declared this generation dead, and as they also die, they get into the grave with us. And what happens when they touch the bones? And behold, they were very, very, very dry. Say, it's never too late. Don't push me aside. I'm about to bring fruit. I have a vision for this generation. Very prophetic. These guys are army people. They want to take the darkness by force. What do? They speak to young people like you and tell you, listen, get a vision because it's about to erupt. It's a volcano of fire. It's about to happen, man. Can this generation do it? Can this generation do what it's called for? It's my question to you. What is your answer? Yes, God does know. And He revealed it to me. Tonight you're going to have the same vision and expectation. God knows. Now these are still skeletons. Skeletons, a generation of young people that is in the higher places said, this generation is lost. They've given up hope on us. I'm telling you, it can change. It's going to change. That's what I live for. I breathe this thing, people, this generation is gonna, young people. Oh, but I'm not a preacher. So what? I'm not a prophet. So what? We have too many preachers on the pulpit working out nice sermons. We need a generation of young people that will take God's word and say, this is what God says today. They lived and stood up on their feet, an exceeding great army. Do you see an army, people? Do you see an army? We're busy with something bigger than you understand. Something bigger than you know. There's a generation, this generation of young people lying waste and desolate in a valley. They are dry bones. God says, listen, it's one word. That whole generation will rise up out of this valley of death. Where's the army going to come from? They are lying dead and desolate. They're in the gutters. They have no purpose. They don't know where they are. Who's going to pull them out? You are going to pull them out. So he says, so I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a thundering noise. Behold, a shaking and a trembling and a rattling. People, when you get this vision into your life and you start doing what God has ordained you to do, there will be a shaking and a trembling on this earth. The earth will shake. Imagine yourself looking into a valley of bones. He goes, man, I can't wait. I just want to stand there. In fact, I want to lie there. I just want
to... There's horses on yonder coming from the lake.
No, it's God coming!